The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Kevin Johnson. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Texans Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu with you. And we are so excited for Buffalo tomorrow. We got Kevin Johnson on the show tonight. I am pumped up.
I am pumped up, too. We've never had Kevin Johnson on the show. We've had him on a radio program here and there, so he's a lot of fun.
Yes, he'll have a lot to add. He's a rookie, but he's kind of not a rookie in the sense that he fits in so well with the vets.
He fits in with everybody. Everybody likes Kevin Johnson. I always see him joking around, and everybody talks about him being their guy. Quentin Demps talked about that this week, too, on our Verizon show. So he's a great guy.
Quite a personality. You'll get to see it. You'll also get to see this. How about the Texans winning again last week against the New Orleans Saints? And our cameras got into the locker room once again for another post-game speech from Coach Bill O'Brien. What would he give the guys for winning this time?
Now, last week or 2 weeks ago, I said sweats. We were on the road. Last week, I said, see you Wednesday. This week, what do you think? See you Wednesday!
That is the best. That does not get old.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. I don't even think they care what he's going to say. They're just ready to jump up in the air across the locker room.
Yeah. Free tickets. I don't know. What can he give them anymore? I mean, see you Wednesday.
We will find out after Buffalo. Maybe it'll be another game of sweats on the plane.
Yeah, I think that's what he gave them after they beat Cincinnati a few weeks ago. He let them wear sweats on the plane. I'd love to see that opportunity for these guys again. Sweats on the plane. I have very low goals.
Yeah, I'd like to wear sweats on the plane, but I don't think anybody's really offering that to us. But one guy who doesn't mind wearing nice clothes on the plane, DeAndre Hopkins. He's really into fashion, and some of that's rubbed off on his little bro, Sammy Watkins, who he'll be facing on Sunday. Check out what DeAndre had to say about Sammy.
He still probably got some of my clothes from Clemson. I think like draft day when I saw him in New York, he had a jacket of mine. But I didn't say anything to him. You know, that's my little bro.
And it was 30 below in the locker room. That's why DeAndre was wearing that jacket. No, I'm just kidding around. Actually, if he's wearing the hoodie that way in the locker room, that's how you're supposed to wear it, right?
Sometimes these guys just do it. You'll see JJ wearing a snow hat in training camp, which I've never really understood. But, you know, they just like their heads to be warm.
I don't. And JJ was wearing a hat on the show last week. I don't know.
He's growing a beard, he says. He's just going to let it see how it goes. But Buffalo's not supposed to be that cold.
This is breaking news.
No, he said it. He said it in front of everyone.
Okay.
A little bit of a beard going.
It's not
for
really
JJ.
Breaking news. It's going to happen.
Maybe it'll be gone.
Well, Movember is over. Okay. So, anyway, it is the holiday season, and you have a lot of Texans doing good things in the community. One of those guys is certainly Vince Wilfork, who was helping kids shop for their families this holiday season, and he teamed up with Dwight Howard to do it. And they also teamed up in smelling perfume. It's our break check, pump the brakes moment of the week.
Yeah, 11 years old. He talking about something that smell good. I asked him, do you have a girlfriend?
Because it do smell good.
It smell good. Your mom
boy, it smell good, man. Bianca, I'm about to do a little Christmas shopping myself.
Man, you are talking a truckload of charisma right there. Dwight Howard and Vince Wilfork.
I think they should have their own sitcom. Those two.
Yeah, the Big and Tall show. I don't know what you call it.
Charismatic. They could sell anything. They're a lot of fun to listen to. Dwight Howard was at one of our games, the Thursday night game against Indianapolis, and he took over Twitter pregame. He was just so charismatic and full of personality.
It's weird because at the time the Texans were struggling, right? And the Rockets hadn't really started yet. So you're thinking, oh, the Rockets coming off the Western Conference Finals. Now you have the Texans doing what they're doing with this four-game winning streak. And Dwight's hoping some of that rubs off on him from Vince.
It might. A month changes everything. We've seen it right here. And, you know, we've got Kevin Johnson coming up on the show later on. But first, a question we like to ask every player, what is it going to be this week on Would You Rather?
Would you rather have your own reality show or be security for a rock band?
I'm not big on reality shows, but I don't know if I'm big enough to be a security guard. You gotta be pretty buff, you know?
Security guard for a rock band would be cooler. You know, you could kind of lay low, but you can still enjoy the excitement without the cameras being on you all the time?
I'd rather have my own show. Can't do security, man. I've been to some of those concerts. Not rock concerts, but concerts in general. That's a strenuous job.
Rock band security. That'll be cool. Just to be around those guys and see how they live every day and kind of tour the country with them. That'll be cool.
I guess I'll be reality. I'm not big on reality shows, but I do a reality show. My wife will like that. See, it's not about me.